Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Caller is here, like Major, like Shaletta, like all the guests on the station, brought to you by the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, let's go to JJ first, because everybody wants to talk about him, and let's just review the timing situation, because it's very valid. This is a team that, as we know, they were very impressive last year until the final two games, 14-3. And when you're 14-3, you cannot take a step back. That's the theory, right? You don't take a step back. You're trying to build. You're trying to go one step further. And because of the way Darnold played in the last two games, then it was the commitment to J.J. McCarthy. Here is a quarterback who did win a national championship, but it wasn't an offense led by Jim Harbaugh where he was throwing it, where it was the modern pro offense. And then he misses all of last year. So there were going to be bumps. But then again, the timing, this team coming off 14-3 added two proven offensive linemen, two proven defensive linemen, and then you got the quarterback whisper. You have the coach of the year. So the idea, all of this was going to come together. So far, it has not. That is clear. That doesn't mean the season is over. It has been a combination of those players weren't quite as good, injuries, and McCarthy, at least through, I repeat, four starts, isn't ready for this level. So in hindsight, before we get to just a McCarthy now and going forward, in hindsight, on the McCarthy side of this, let's not get to Darnold and Jones now. We've had that debate many times. Probably will again. But on this part of McCarthy assimilating and trying to meet the level of this team, where is the criticism just on O'Connell? And where is it, yeah, you want him to be further, but it just happens so much. And even though expectations are higher, you just still can't speed up his timeline.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to the J.J. McCarthy conversation, because what they saw from him in his first training camp, and I saw myself covering all the practices, was immense progress from the time that he had arrived to the time that he got hurt in the preseason game against the Raiders. He looked like a first-round draft pick, ultra-talented young kid with some progress needing to be made, but he had taken huge steps forward. He was getting the offense. His throwing was, enormously improving. But then you slam an e-brake on all of that progress for a very, very long time, and he didn't start throwing a football again from August when he got hurt until January. And then, you know, things happen fast because all of a sudden right around the corner is March and you're starting to do workouts in April and is OTAs and then mini camps. And then you're installing an offense and you're not teaching someone how to throw a football. And a lot of the people who have improved enormously in terms of throwing over the years, one of the commonalities is they've done a lot of it in the off season where they're working with the QB guru and that sort of thing. And we saw, you know, Josh Allen improve a lot, but it wasn't while he was actually playing in his first year. It was really when he went off season to off season, and it took 3 years in order for him to do that. So I think that they underestimated how far he had to go as an actual passer. I think as far as understanding the offense, he does a pretty good job of it. I actually think as far as decision making, he doesn't do a bad job of it. Like, he's throwing to open wide receivers and he is missing them. There's a statistic called completion percentage over expected, which means, like, based on your throw, what the completion percentage would be expected to be. Mm-hmm. And his was minus 12% last week, which means that he threw it to places where receivers were open and did not complete the passes. And that's where it is hard for me with the KOC thing, where it's like, well, it's not working, so obviously it's his scheme. Obviously he's asking too much. Obviously this, and this. But to me, unfortunately, the simplest answer is the right one, which is this kid needs to throw a lot more passes. And if you think that you can watch a practice or a preseason game and figure out what it's going to look like in real life, well, I've been watching some breakdowns of what the Ravens did defensively to them last week and, you know, the speed of the game and Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton, the best players in the world. There's no simulating that when they can actually hit you. And there's no simulating the fourth quarter of a game where you're down 14 points and trying desperately to come back and throwing fastballs like Shohei Ohtani out there. I mean, it's just a different world when you're actually playing games. And that's why it's so hard to figure out the quarterback position, because we don't have four preseason games where starters play half the games and things like that to develop and evaluate. It's kind of like, well, you look good in practice, and now I guess we'll all find out together. And what we're finding out is there's going to be some ups and downs with J.J. McCarthy. But I also think that, you know, we can't take one game where he was really inaccurate as a quarterback with his lack of experience and start saying, well, he thinks, I guess this one's over. Yeah, start looking for the next draft. I mean, that to me is a way. The overreaction this week is probably as absurd as I've ever seen it from Vikings fans to one game.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to just emphasize the timing of it, because they were boxed into a significant level. As we've said before, if Donald plays better in one of those two games, he's here. And he's here probably maybe on a franchise situation. But let's talk again on O'Connell. O'Connell hasn't forgotten everything. And most coaches are going to have, whether they're the head coach or the offense coach, defense coach, a concept that they want to stay within. But we also know Kirk Cousins and all the reps he had, and even Darnold and all the reps he had, was very different than Josh Dobbs and very different than J.J. McCarthy this young. And you're right. You can't dumb it down so much that, I mean, ideally what you dumb down is the speed of the game for him, and it doesn't work that way. But this idea where O'Connell has kind of thrown the entire book at him and hoping by throwing the entire book at him that by later November, December, he's going to get it, compared to dose after dose after dose, that approach. What do you think about that theory? Is that accurate? And how has that played out?
Well, I think that if the Vikings had no pressure whatsoever to win this year and hadn't spent as much money as they did and, you know, won 14 games last year and the coach of the year bit and all that, and if O'Connell wasn't on year four with no playoff wins, I think we would probably be looking at this like, hey, you know what? It's not a bad idea to have this guy throw 40 passes and to put this much on his shoulders and sink or swim, throw him into the deep end. If you baby him, then, you know, maybe, you know, we've seen it go wrong with quarterbacks who get babied early in their career. I would point to CJ Stroud that had that happen, where it was a lot of play action and bootlegs and they made things very simple. And then once the league figured that out, then their offensive coordinator got fired. So that kind of goes back to the, well, if it doesn't work, you must have done it wrong. I think it is a complicated offense. I think there is a lot that goes on the quarterback's shoulders, and it's always going to be that way. And when it works, holy cow, does it work. As we saw from Darnold. And as we saw, I think in 2023 and at times in 2022 from Kirk Cousins. But when it doesn't work, I think it also looks pretty gnarly, because then it feels like, all right, is the quarterback just kind of drowning out there with all the stuff? And I'm sure that some of the false starts had to do with that as well, if not the majority of them, of trying to just keep everything straight with the formations, the motions. I've had receivers tell me about this offense. Like, dude, the number of different formations we have is just crazy.
So let me just jump in on that.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
And again, your straw point is excellent. But when it's that much, and I agree with you 1,000% that you need all these reps in the offseason and you need all that in the game, I mean, why not be giving them the 80% as opposed to the 100%? I mean, 8 false starts at home is just bizarre. And maybe it's just going to be the aberration. We'll never see that again. But I just see that. I just see a really intelligent guy in O'Connell and think, I'm not asking for the George Halas offense, okay? But is there somewhere in between where you're not throwing so much at the kid that all of a sudden his cadence is so screwed up that, you know, a guy like Brian O'Neill is jumping early 3 separate times?
You know, Sid Luckman could really sling it. He could throw it better than McCarthy did last week. So, yeah, this is the difficult thing, because we have been referring to him as a rookie quarterback as of late because he's looked like one, but he isn't. I mean, he spent all year last year learning this offense in 2 training camps, and I think that he should be able to handle a lot of what is put on his plate. And the false start thing is obviously preposterous, but when it comes to his operation of the offense over these 4 weeks, his decision-making, I haven't really thought it was that bad. I mean, the false starts, you know, that's hard to figure out who was actually to blame there. But in terms of, like, dropping back to pass, looking in the right direction, throwing to the right receiver, I just haven't felt like that is the main issue here. To me, the main issue is ball going to the guy that you're throwing it to. And this is the hardest part about analyzing this, because I think for a lot of fans, if you don't blame the coach, then you have to admit that the quarterback has a really long way to go in throwing the football. And this was always the discussion about J.J. McCarthy when he was coming out, is not a lot of passes. He's going to need a lot of development as a thrower. And we've seen at times some really brilliant throws from him, and then him go back to some terrible habits that he had in college, that whether McCarthy sinks or swims in the NFL is going to be whether he fixes that. I don't think it's O'Connell needing to dumb this down. Now, certainly he could do some easier things, but I also see, you know, some quick passes and stuff like that that they've tried to get into. When you get down 14 points, then you're not going to have too many of those. I thought they did a good job of a lot of that stuff against Detroit, but what happened against Detroit? They got ahead and they were able to play with the lead, which is, I think, you know, that's the other thing too, is they win a game against Detroit and it's like, wow, what a win. They did everything great. JJ was awesome. And then they have a bad game, and it's, you know, O'Connell's probably wrong about everything. And that to me is a little bit.
The lack of running has been a theme all year though, right?
All forever. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
It has. And for me, the 3rd-and-1 is a pretty common play call in the NFL when you can get your number one isolated on that if you're going for it on 4th down. To me, it was the next drive that they started off. They were down 19-10. They started off with a 12-yard run from Mason and then threw 4 straight passes. And it's just like, come on, man. I mean, if it's working, you know, you have to get back to it. And that's why this week is a real litmus test, because if you don't do it this week, this team on defense, the Bears, are bad. And if you don't run against them, then who will you run against? And I'm okay with a pass-first offense, but you have to have a quarterback who can complete passes. And if he's not, then you have to balance. Are you trying to develop your quarterback, or are you trying to win games? Because if you're trying to win games, you might have to win some 17-14 and have him throw 15 passes. Yeah. That just might be where we're at right now. And if you're trying to develop a quarterback, then I don't have a problem with throwing 40 passes.
But we know he's also trying to win, and that's why winning 17-14 with 15 to 20 passes just once, I'd be curious to see it. Let's pause. Great stuff as always from Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, all week, during games, after games. It's stories, it's mailbags, it's interviews. It's really just top-notch stuff. Matthew's great at this. We're back with him in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm going to say Matthew Collar, fan of this song. What do you think, Dave?
I think he is a Kings of Leon guy.
Kings of Leon guy. Caller, are we right?
No. Come on. That's look, as a guitar shredder myself.
Okay.
Kings of Leon. Dave, you laugh. It's true. Yeah. It's true. I've been playing the six string since I was 12 years old. I can rip it.
Chad.
Kings of Leon's just not enough for me.
They're not to your level.
I'm as good at guitar as you are at golf.
Do you have a guitar nearby?
No, I'm at the TCO Performance Center, but I could. There's video evidence.
Okay, how about we're out of bye weeks? It looks like now KOC is gonna. We need to have Collar come back for like the second segment, Dave, providing his own bumper music.
That would be really good.
Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, I can send Dave. There is a couple of songs that I've done on YouTube.
Okay.
I'll find those right now.
Okay, we'll find those. Can we find those now before the segment ends?
I could try. Let me see. If I could talk football and send them to Dave at the same time.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay, the JJ, the original JJ, Jets, Justin Jefferson, the concern level you have for him and his dialogue this week is where?
I'm going to say that it is like a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
And
not nothing.
That is going to change a lot based on what we see in the coming weeks, because I think that it's been pretty hard for Justin Jefferson this year to deal with the type of inaccuracy that he's faced, and not only just from J.J. McCarthy, but also from Carson Wentz. And if you look at how every quarterback has performed throwing to Justin Jefferson, no one has had problems getting him the football like they have this year. And I think the other thing, too, that weighs on Justin Jefferson is when you're a kid and you come into the league and you start dominating, you're like, this is all about me, and this is great. Get me in commercials. Get me on, the cover of Madden or whatever. But once you start to become an adult, you start to look around and go, hey, there's only so many years I get to play. And we just won 14 games last year and didn't win in the playoffs. And now we're sitting here at 4-5, and the ball is coming at me at about 150 miles an hour and flying over my head. And even now, I know it's a drop in the end zone, and he needs to make that catch last week, but the throw is late, and it runs him into a safety, and that's probably the reason it got alligator armed. It's like that ball needs to be there as he's coming out of his break, and he is so detailed and so good with his timing and everything else that I think it really throws him off when he has a quarterback who's just not locked in the way that he needs to be. And, I think if it keeps going this way and the numbers aren't where they are and the team's not winning, you're going to have a very frustrated Justin Jefferson. Now, I don't think we need to start talking nuclear buttons or anything with him, but it's one of those things where you make a note of it that, him not running after the interception is – that was shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In real time, it was like, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? I've never seen him do that.
It deserved the conversation that it received.
Yes, and I thought that he was very insightful when he talked yesterday, and this is somebody who has handled all the changes, all the ups and downs with the utmost class, and I get offended when I hear the word diva thrown. It's just like, let's not be ridiculous. This has been one of the class players, a Larry Fitzgerald type in the way that he's handled this position. Let's not bucket everybody into being Stephon Diggs here. But at the same time, that type of, I don't want to say attitude, but just even disposition or, you know, dejectedness in a game was shocking. And that's where you do have to make a note of it and say, if you don't get this turned around really fast, then that situation can become pretty uncomfortable with one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
The Bears are 6-3. They have losses to the Vikings, crushed by the Lions, and a 30-16 loss to Baltimore. Their wins, no one. Dallas, Vegas, Commanders, Saints, Cincy, New York. So it's Ben Johnson. It's the first year. It's still a kid quarterback. What is a fair assessment of the Bears? And then also incorporate, when the two organizations made the changes, what did we hear in Minnesota? Competitive rebuild. The Wilfs did not want to drop off. And two of these years with O'Connell, they've been very good. Whereas with Ryan Poles, we've changed a coach. We've had to wait for a young quarterback. There was more of a teardown. So telling me more about this team and just comparing how these teams have been built up since the regime change. What do you want to say on both those points?
Yeah, I think that Chicago has a lot of bones that they can work with for a long time. I mean, Caleb Williams, last year, there was really concerning signs. There was also some really, really high-end stuff that he did. And it's kind of been that way this year where I don't think he's playing wildly different, but he's gotten one thing different, which is that he's not getting sacked as much. I don't think he's throwing the ball that well, but if you're not getting sacked a ton and you've got some really great receivers and a great play design, I wrote about the other day how they're going under center a lot. They're building off their run. They're, you know, putting in extra tight ends to protect the edges so he can scramble out to both sides. He's having a ton of success with that. And then, you know, Rome Odunze, a number of other players that the foundation is there to be a really, really good team probably in another year. But right now, I don't think that they are. I think it's been a product of very much 2022 Vikings, where you just pull out a bunch of crazy wins against a bunch of teams that aren't that good. And I think the Vikings should beat them. I think the Vikings are a stronger overall team, but it feels like the Bears are set up to be in contention for quite a long time building around Caleb Williams. Now that he and Ben Johnson are getting together, I think Ben Johnson has already shown that he is a very, very good play designer and play caller, and he really has put together a good run game that will be very dangerous for the Vikings, especially since it looks like they won't have Jonathan Grenard. He didn't practice today. And the Vikings, they are much more in a tighter window. This year is not the only year for this group. There's a lot of players in their prime that will be here another year, possibly two. But, you know, with the Bears, I think you can look a little farther down the road and say they can go into next offseason, the offseason after that, and spend, and continue to build this thing a little more methodically, where the Vikings set it up to kind of have to thread a needle here. And if they miss the playoffs this year, and then you're talking about really next year becomes kind of everything is about 2026.
Go ahead, hit it. This is really good. This is our guy Caller. What do you think, Dave?
I'm very impressed.
This is really, really good.
It's better than you play golf. That's the not even close.
100%. Okay. How often do you partake in your favorite hobby here?
I would like Harrigan to play the shreddy solo at the end, if he could. Fast forward to that so
what
we can get
diva.
Full credit.
I mean,
For the Van Halen style ripping that happened at the end of that. You're right. Yes, I am a diva when it comes to it.
Okay, so at home.
Hold on, here it comes, here it comes, hang on.
Oh, here we go. You know he plays this a lot? Mall of America.
Oh, yeah.
Damn good. Okay, at home, do you have your own private area? Do you just play this right when Sloan's working everywhere? Where does this take place?
Yeah, we did have to move to a bigger house that had a guitar and you know, broadcast studio in it. But yeah, no, I have played for a very, very long time, and I grew up just on the back end of when shredders were shredders. So that's what I was learning from the Ozzy's and the Metallica's and the Van Halen's, and then everyone stopped caring about the guitar. But I was already too far down the road with that. So yeah, no, I've got my little space. I've got my computer
awesome.
That I recorded to, and actually that. Was recorded with a Vikings fan who reached out to me and said, hey, if you ever want to record some jams, we'll put some drums on it, some bass and everything. So I worked together with some professionals on that one.
Bravo. Genuinely very, very good. I'm glad we had a chance to hear it. I always love the conversation, man. I'll be following you on Sunday, and we'll look forward to next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jen.
The multi-talented Matthew Coller here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.